With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a breakthrough in the 15-month-long Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Appearing with his vice president and secretary of state, President Biden declared, at long last,
I can announce a ceasefire and a hostage deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
The deal was reached after weeks of painstaking negotiations.
Fighting in Gaza will stop. And soon the hostages will return home to their families.
The president said his team negotiated the deal, but Donald Trump took credit, saying it could have only happened as a result of his victory in November. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Donald Trump's pick to lead the Justice Department, Pam Bondi, is testifying on Capitol Hill in the first of 2 days of confirmation hearings. Bondi says the Justice Department has been weaponized for years.
They targeted Donald Trump. They went after him, actually starting back in 2016. They targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office. I will not target people simply because of their political affiliation.
Democrats pressed her on whether she could maintain the department's independence from the White House. Weary and anxious Los Angeles area residents are hoping for a favorable shift in the winds and an end to living in fear that their lives might be further upended by wildfires. The blazes that began January 7th have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 25 people, with nearly 30 missing. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 703 points, the NASDAQ rose 466, the S&P advanced 107. This is SRN News. Chaplains are on the ground in the L.A. fire zone.
They work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they are in the shelters where fire victims are living, ministering to them even as the crisis unfolds. Ministry spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "The images coming out of California look like scenes out of a Hollywood movie, yet they show the real-life horror that the people of the Los Angeles area are experiencing today. Other Christian ministries also rushing help to the city." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Sydney, Australia, say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia to end last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these latest attacks, saying they're abhorrent and need to stop. Australia is better than this. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. This is SRN News. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol is now detained after a massive law enforcement effort.
He said he complied with the warrant after weeks of defiance over attempts to question him in the investigation over his imposition of martial law last month. In a video message recorded before he was escorted to the headquarters of the anti-corruption agency, Yoon lamented that the rule of law has completely collapsed in this country. Yoon contends the agency doesn't have the authority to investigate whether his declaration of martial law was a legitimate act of governance after the Liberals leading parliament thwarted his agenda. I'm Karen Shamas.
At least 10 people were killed in eastern Congo by extremist rebels linked to the Islamic State group. Rebels with the Allied Democratic Forces and ISIS affiliate in the region attacked the village of Makoko. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.